平安，
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以再有一次一起寻求主，到他面前，仰望他带领的机会。
Thank the Lord once again. We have the opportunity to come to seek Him and look upon His guidance.
我们先有个祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you praises and thanksgiving.
你是创造的主，你也是天地的主。
You are the Lord who creates and the Lord of heaven and earth.
你也借着你儿子显明你是救赎的主。
And through your Son, you reveal that you are the Lord of salvation.
并且你也借着你的话告诉我们，真是天地要毁去，你的话一点一画也不废去。
And through your words, you told us that all the heaven and earth shall pass away, but your words, one tilt, one little dot, will not pass away.
在你的话里面所告诉我们的都是真实的。
What you tell us in your words is all true.
你借着你的话为你的儿子耶稣基督做见证。
And through your words, you testify for your Son Jesus Christ.
你的话，你的儿子也是把你的话显明出来的。那宝贵的器皿。
Your Son is also the precious vessel that revealed your words.
我们来到你面前，我们无依无靠的仰望你。
We come before you without any other reliance. We depend on you.
因为只有你是那位说话的主。
For you are the only Lord who speaks.
我们无论讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都无依无靠的等候在你的面前。
Whether the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen, without any other reliance, we wait before you.
除非你供应我们，除非你向我们说话。
Unless you provide to us and speak to us.
人的话，人的声音是没有意义的。
Men's words and voices are meaningless.
我们求你，真是既然把你的话赐给众圣徒，你就将你的话向我们解开。
Since you have given your words to all the saints, we do pray that you opened up your words to us.
所以我们求你敞开天上的窗户，将你宝贵的话倾倒下来。
So pray that you open the heavenly window and pour down your precious words.
在你儿子宝贵的宝血中洁净我们。
Cleanse us in the precious blood of your Son.
在你所赐的全副军装中真是保护保守我们。
Under the form of God that you've given us, do protect us.
在你无限量的圣灵中，求你触摸每一颗心。
Touch each one of our hearts in the unlimited of the Holy Spirit.
我们把这个时间，把我们每一位都交托在你手中。
We commit the time and each one of us unto your hands.
我们真是盼望再一次遇见你。遇见你的儿子。
We do pray that once again we can meet you and meet your son.
我们也盼望，真是你把叫我们一生得益处的话语倾倒给我们。
And we do pray that you can pour down the words that can help us to be benefit in our entire life.
尤其我们需要你引导我们、教我们、带领我们，能够预备好迎接你儿子的再来。
And we especially need you to guide us, teach us, and help us to be prepared for your son's return.
愿你的话语解开，叫愚人通达。
May your words be opened up so the foolish can understand.
愿你的话是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
May your words be the light before our path and the lamp before our feet.
愿你的话不但说出来，而且是在圣灵把你的话刻在我们的心板上。
So not only your words shine forth, but also may the Holy Spirit engrave your words upon our heart.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们先读两处的圣经。
Let's read two places of scripture.
第一处在哈巴谷书的第二章的二十节。
Book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 20.
唯耶和华在他的圣殿中，全地的人都当在他面前肃静静默。
But Jehovah is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him.
好，我们再读另外一处圣经，诗篇第73篇。
Another place, Psalm 73.
我们把这一篇整个读过去。
Let's read through this whole psalm.
神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
A psalm of Asaph, truly God is good to Israel, to such as are of a pure heart.
至于我，我的脚几乎失散，我的脚险些滑跌。
But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped.
我见恶人和狂傲人享平安，就心怀不平。
For I was envious at the arrogant, seeing the prosperity of the wicked.
他们死的时候没有疼痛，他们的力气却也壮实。
For they have no pains in their death, and their body is well nourished.
他们不像别人受苦，也不像别人遭灾。
They have not the hardships of mankind, neither are they plagued like other men.
所以骄傲如链子戴在他们的项上，强暴像衣裳遮住他们的身体。
Therefore, pride encompasses them as a neck chain. Violence covers them as a garment.
他们的眼睛因体胖而突出，他们所得的过于心里所想的。
They are stand out from fatness. They exceed the imaginations of their heart.
他们讥笑人，凭恶意说欺压人的话，他们说话自告。
They mock and speak wickedly of oppression. They speak loftily.
他们的口亵渎上天，他们的舌毁谤全地。
They set their mouths in the heavens and their tongue walks through the earth.
所以神的名归到这里，喝尽了满杯的苦水。
Therefore his people turn here, and waters in fullness are wrought out of them.
他们说，神怎能晓得？至高者岂有知识呢？
And they say, how can God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High?
看啊，这就是恶人。他们既是常享安逸，财宝便加增。
Behold, these are the wicked, and they prosper in the world. They heap up riches.
我实在突然洁净了我的心，突然洗手表明无辜。
Truly have I purified my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocency.
因为我终日遭灾难，每早晨受惩治。
For all the day have I been plagued and chastened every morning.
我若说我要这样讲，这就是以奸诈待你的众子。
If I say I will speak thus, behold, I shall be faithless to the generation of thy children.
我思索怎能明白这事，眼看实系为难。
When I thought to be able to know this, it was a grievous task in my eyes.
等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
Until I went into the sanctuaries of God, then understood I their end.
你实在把他们安在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中。
Truly thou set them in slippery places, thou cast them down in ruins.
他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉，他们被惊恐灭尽了。
How are they suddenly made desolate? They pass away, consumed with terrors.
人睡醒了怎样看梦？主啊，你醒了也必照样轻看他们的影像。
As a dream, when one awakes, wilt thou, Lord, on arising despise their image?
因而我心里发酸，肺腑被刺。
When my heart was in a ferment, and I was pricked in my reins.
我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类一般。
Then I was brutish and knew nothing. I was as a beast with thee.
然而，我常与你同在，你搀着我的右手。
Nevertheless, I'm continually with thee. Thou hast holden my right hand.
你要以你的训言引导我，以后 必接我到荣耀里。
Thou will guide me by thy counsel, and after the glory, thou will receive me.
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Whom have I in the heavens, and there is none upon earth I desire besides thee.
我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
My flesh and my heart fails. God is the rock of my heart and my portion forever.
远离你的必要死亡，凡离弃你、行邪淫的，你都灭绝了。
For behold, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou destroyest everyone that goes a whoring from thee.
但我亲近神，是与我有益。我以主耶和华为我的避难所，好叫我述说你一切的作为。
But as for me, it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord Jehovah, that I may declare all thy works.
我们今天一起来看哈巴谷的祷告和启示。
Today we look at together the prayer of Habakkuk and his burden.
我们以前对哈巴谷比较刻板的印象就是一人因信得胜。
Whenever we thought of Habakkuk, we think about justify, live by faith. The just live by faith.
但是当我们仔细读哈巴谷的时候，我们发现里面有宝贵的功课，也有重大的启示。
But when we read Book of Habakkuk in details, we see there's the precious lessons and important revelations.
首先，哈巴谷这个字呢，它这个名字的意思就是拥抱的意思。
First of all, the meaning of Habakkuk is embrace.
那这里呢，首先就是给我一个光照，就是到底我们心里所拥抱的是什么？
So here gives me an enlightenment is that exactly what do we embrace in our heart?
所以这是一个很重要的提醒。
So this is a very important reminder.
如果我们心是拥抱世界，那我们就是跟着世界往前走。
If our heart embrace the world, then we just follow the world to move forward.
但是如果我们的心呢是拥抱着神和神的旨意，那我们应当是来到神的宝座前，也能够寻求明白而且进入神的旨意。
But if our heart embrace God and His will, then we should come before His throne to seek and understand His will.
那哈巴谷呢？他是一个拥抱神，也是拥抱神旨意的人。
Habakkuk is someone who embraced God and embraced God's will.
在这一卷书里面，这一卷书总共是有三章。
There are three chapters in this book.
那这一卷每一章的开始呢，都是祷告。
In the beginning of each chapter, there's the prayers.
所以这里，这一卷书呢，是对于愿意在祷告上有学习的圣徒呢，应该是非常，在祷告上学习上是非常重要的。
So this is a very important book for those saints who are willing to learn about prayers.
第一章的祷告呢，是求问的祷告，寻求的祷告。
The prayers in first chapter is regarding seeking.
也是半交涉的祷告。
And the prayer about yielding.
所以如果我们从来没有办过交涉，那可能我们就不知道跟神办交涉是会有结果的。
If we have never deal with or negotiate with the Lord, then we never realize that there's the result of that.
那这个第二章的祷告呢，是一个做一个守望者的祷告。
So the prayer in second chapter is about being the prayers of a watchman.
这个守望者呢，不是站在人的角度，是能够站在至高者的宝座前。
This one being the watchman is not on the position as man, but stand before the throne of the Most High.
而且在至高者面前呢，可以蒙光照得启示。
and before the Most High can receive enlightenment and revelation.
而且呢，可以这个啊，得到这个神所教导的这个应对的方式。
And can receive interact the way of interaction with God in terms of being taught by God.
那第三章的祷告呢，是一个真正在认识神上被神开启的。
So the prayers in chapter 3 is truly being revealed by the understanding of God.
所以这个祷告呢，是在一个敬畏和惧怕神的这样的一个基础上祷告。
Therefore, this prayer is based on the foundation of fearing God. Yeah.
这个祷告呢，是求神呢，照他的旨意来工作，照他的旨意来成全。
This prayer is asking the Lord to work and accomplish according to His will.
而且呢，可以呢，因着明白神的旨意，而且盼望神的旨意能成就，他可以等候在神面前，安息在神的面前，并且在神面前发出赞美感谢。
And because he hopes, he's looking forward to the will of God that can be accomplished. Therefore, he can first stand and rest and being quiet before God and wait for God's purpose to be accomplished.
我相信这三章的这些祷告都需要用我们一生的时间在主面前学习。
I trust that it takes up our entire life to learn the prayers in those three chapters.
那我们先从第一章求问寻求的祷告开始。
So let us start looking with the prayer of seeking and looking upon him.
那这里讲到在第一章第一节说哈巴谷所得的默示。
The chapter 1 verse 1, the burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see.
默示这个字呢，在原文的意思呢，是重担的意思。
This word burden in original means load, bearing.
所以这里呢，哈巴谷在这里，他有一个重担在他身上。
So here's a heavy burden upon Habakkuk.
那我们从这个第二节看起呢，我们就知道重担从哪里来的。
So start from verse 2, we know where this burden comes from.
他说，耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救。
Jehovah, how long shall I cry and thou wilt not hear? I cry out unto thee violence and thou dost not save.
然后呢，他再说下去说，你为何使我看见罪孽？你为何看着奸恶而不理呢？毁灭和强暴在我面前，又起了争端和相斗的事。
Why dost thou cause me to see iniquity and lookst thou upon grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there is strife and contention rises up.
第四节说，因此。律法放松，公理也不显明。恶人围困义人，所以公理显然颠倒。
Verse 4, therefore the law is powerless, and justice does never go forth. For the wicked encompass the righteous, therefore judgment goes forth perverted.
所以第二节就是告诉我们哈巴谷，他这里做一个呼求的祷告。
So verse 2 tells us that Habakkuk is having the prayer of crying out.
这个呼求呢，其实它是原文是求救的意思。
Actually, this word cry means crying out for help.
这个求救呢，因为怎么讲说呢？因为有这个强暴，应该是，就是说哈巴谷他也遇到强暴的状况，遭受到强暴的攻击和搅扰。
The reason for him crying out for help is because that supposedly Habakkuk have encountered the violence, attacks, and disturbing.
所以他的负担可能一开始是为了他自己要得拯救的。
So his burden originally might start from he would like to be saved.
但是呢，但在他这个 经历一个程度呢，他发现呢，哦，这个情况呢，不止在他身上。
But after he has experienced for a while, he realized this experience does not just happen upon him.
所以第三节就说呢，为何使我看见罪孽？
So verse 3 says that, why dost thou cause me to see iniquity?
所以在这里你会发现，这里不断，这里好几次提到为何，为何。
Here mentions about why many times.
那看见罪孽这个看见呢，是跟它是强是很强烈的字。
So this word, see iniquity, this word see is a very strong word.
这个字呢，好像这个扫描器，你知道扫描器在扫描东西的时候是都不会遗漏的，那是它 scanner 把它 scan 过去。
This word is as if a scanner that scans through things which will never lose any word.
所以他看见罪孽呢，是看到了非常的深入的地步。
So as he saw the iniquity, he saw it to the deepest level.
所以他在这一节里面所看到的，这个可以从几个方面来形容。
So what he saw in this verse can be described from several aspects.
也就是他看到这个罪孽的这些情况呢，这些奸恶的情况呢，所以他发现呢，这个人的生活变成徒劳无功的。
Because he saw all those inequities and all those evils, therefore he realized the life of men are actually all in vain.
而且人呢，是落在忧愁底下的。
And men are under the condition of sorrow and grief.
而且落在彻底的虚空虚无的状态
，and fall under the complete vanity，
而且邪恶是不断的出现
，and also the evil continues to show up，
并且这个毁灭、强暴啊，是不断的被人遇见
，and spoiling and violence are always coming up。
所以他说，争端和相斗，又这个他也不断的碰见。
And therefore, he always encounters strife and contention.
那因为这些的情况，这是在发生在以色列人当中的。
And because all those conditions happen among the Israelites.
道德神把这个以色列人救赎，而且把他们带进到迦南地。
According as God delivered the Israelites and brought them into the land of Canaan.
神又把律法给他们。
And God gave them the law.
神又这个在耶路撒冷又拣选耶路撒冷，并且在那里神也让他们盖了一个圣殿。
God has chosen Jerusalem and let them build up the temple there.
但是整个以色列的光景落在这样的情形底下，可以说跟神的关系已经完全的脱节了。
However, the entire condition of Israelites fell under such condition. Actually, their relationship with God was completely disconnected.
你知道主耶稣讲说，律法的总纲是叫人尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
As Lord did say that the sum of the law is so one can love your God with all your soul, all your mind, all your strength.
并且是爱人如己。
And also love your neighbor as thyself.
所以律法是叫人这个在启示中明白神跟人的关系，和人跟人的关系是明白神对人的心意。
So the law under revelation is so that man can understand the man between man and man between God and God's will toward man.
但律法也是这个使人知道罪的，也使但是呢，律法呢是把人引向基督的。
And law also makes one knows their sins, and also the law brings people before Christ.
律法呢，事实上是叫人要无依无靠的来依靠神的救赎。
Law is to let people without any other reliance to depend on the salvation of Christ.
是叫人眼睛得开。这救赎呢，是神要借着神的羔羊，他的儿子来完成这件事情。
So one's eyes can be opened, and so that the salvation is through the Lamb of God, the Son of God, to accomplish this.
但是这里呢，律法呢却是放松了。
But here the law is powerless.
所以律法不被人重视。
Therefore, the law is being neglected by man.
律法放松了，所以呢，也就是说，这个律法要把人引向基督呢，那这个工作呢，已经做不到了。
Because the law is powerless, therefore it's impossible for the law to bring people before Christ.
而且公理也不显明。
And justice does never go forth.
啊，公理这个字是来自于审判那个字。
The word justice comes from the word judgment.
所以这里呢，也就是说，神把这个律法这个颁布给以色列人。
Therefore, as God gave the law to the Israelites,
但神没有意思要以色列人呢用人的方法来判断。
But God did not mean that man would use their own ways to judge.
那神呢不但把律法给以色列人，所以神也颁布典章。典章跟公理这个字其实是原文是一样的字。
God did not only give the law to the Israelites, also gave the ordinances to the Israelites. The word ordinance is also the same as justice, which is judgment.
所以神要以色列人呢，来到神面前，能够接受神的断案。
Therefore, God would like the Israelites come before God to receive His judgment.
也就是这个神要以色列人呢，来寻求神。
That is, God would like the Israelites to seek God.
啊，但是呢，公理啊却不显明。
But justice does never go forth.
所以这个公理呢，就也就是说，神的判断呢，在以色列人当中是已经没有路了。
Which means that the judgment of God among the Israelites already have no way out.
而且产生二人围困一人的现象。
And result in the condition for the wicked and compass the righteous.
而且他说公理啊，就是神的判断呢，已经被颠倒了。
Therefore, judgment goes forth perverted.
所以这是一个扭曲的状态。
So this is the twisted condition.
那我们遇到这样的状态，我们该怎么办呢？
What should we do when we face such condition?
我们如果今天在这样的一个状态，我们该怎么办呢？
If we are under condition, such condition today, what should we do?
那这个哈巴谷呢，他遇到这样的状况，他呢，一面是求拯救。
So when Habakkuk encountered this situation, on the one hand, he cried out for deliverance.
另外一面呢，他把这个问题带到神面前去。
On the other hand, he brought this issue before God.
那我们知道这律法呢是放在律法的法版呢是放在这个圣殿的至圣所里面。
We know that the tablet of the law were being put in the holies of holies in the temple.
所以这个是放在约柜里面的。
So this was placed in the ark. In the ark.
所以这是他要寻求神的心意，他要能够跟神能够有在神宝座前交通的啊这样的一个属灵的实际。
So this is the reality that when he has to seek God's will, he has to truly fellowship before the throne of God.
所以这里给我自己一个提醒。
So here give me myself a reminder.
啊，当我们碰到这样的情况的时候，我们光抱怨是没有用的。
So when we face such condition, there's no use if we only complain.
我们急着用人的办法也是没有用的。
And it's no use if we use our man's ways.
我们应当像哈巴谷一样，来到神面前，把我们所看见的、所知道的，能够很忠实的带到神面前。
We shall be just like Habakkuk, that we honestly bring what we saw and what we feel before God.
如果我们真是愿意寻求神的话，神会让我们寻见的。
If we truly willing to see God, God will let us find Him.
那第五节就看见神回应他的寻求。
So we see in verse 5 that God responds to His seeking.
但这个回应呢？ 是完全震撼性的回应。
And this is a truly shaking with great impact of the response.
所以这里连这个耶和华说话，他就说都把这个震撼性显明出来。
So even when Jehovah spoke, he revealed such a great shaking.
啊，他说耶和华说，你们要向列国观看，大大惊奇，因为在你们的时候，我行一件事，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。
See you among the nations and behold the wonder marvelously, for I work a work in your days which you will not believe, though it be declared to you.
那这个大大的惊奇啊，是两个原文字同一个字，也就是惊奇这个字的连续说两次。
So this wonder marvelously is actually the original is this word marvelous speak two times.
所以这个可以说在翻译上，你要把它的强度把它这个完全的表达是非常困难的。
So it's very hard to completely translate such a strong word during the translation.
然后呢，下面说，在你们的时候，我要行一件事。
And it says, "For I work a work in your days."
那这行一件事呢？这个字是来自于这个 contrive 这个字。
So this word comes from contrive.
Contrive 这个字呢，是图谋，是筹划的意思。
This word means to do or make or counsel.
所以它是有一个事，表示说有个计划的意思。
That means there's a plan.
那这里两个字呢，一个是动词，一个是名词。
So those two words, one is a verb, the other is a noun.
所以就说，神向哈巴谷启示说，我正在计划一个计划。
So God revealed to Habakkuk that I am planning a plan.
而且我呢，筹算一个筹算。
And I am working on a counsel, a plan.
所以这个呢，神呢向哈巴谷说，这是一个重大的宣告。
Therefore, God has told Habakkuk this is a great proclamation.
这个可能是神在创世以前老早就安排的。
This could be what God already planned before the foundation of the world.
但现在把这个实际呢启示给哈巴谷。
But God revealed this reality to Habakkuk now.
但是呢，神也宣告说，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。
But God also proclaimed that which you will not believe, though it be declared to you.
那总结就是我们从第六节以后看下去的，就说总结的一个话就是。
So as we see, start from verse 6, what summarizes is.
也就是说，刚才前面这个那些不正常的光景呢，是代表以色列人呢，或者是犹大国呢，这个拒绝了神，也拒绝神所托付的和神所呼召的。
So all those abnormal conditions that we saw before represent that Israelites or the kingdom of Judah rejected God and rejected what He had entrusted to them.
本来神是借着以色列人在迦南地要显出神国度的见证。
Originally, God through the Israelites in the land of Canaan who manifest the testimony of God's kingdom.
他们虽然是这个立国是很晚的，而且是他们也是在一个不是很大的地方。
Even though that they have set up the kingdom late and also not in a big place.
但是呢，神说呢，这是以色列是我的长子，就是他神的第一个国度见证的器皿。
But God said that Israelite is his firstborn, which is the first of his testimony of his kingdom.
神也借着以色列人呢，把这个神国度见证的这个实际带进来呢，也使这个列国或者是万民呢来归向神。
So through the Israelites, God brought his testimony of kingdom in, and therefore that will cause all the nations and all the people to turn unto God.
其实神是有他荣耀的心意，就是神要借着以色列呢，能够成为一个合用的器皿，能够甚至 达到这个基督所达到的，是天上地上一切所有在基督里面同归于一。
So God has His will is that through the Israelites they can become His useful vessel. So to achieve what He would like to be achieved, that is all things gathered together in one in heaven and earth in Christ Jesus.
但是以色列人拒绝神，拒绝神的托付，拒绝神的呼召。
But the Israelites rejected God, rejected His calling and rejected His entrustment.
那这里神就做一个重大的宣告，也就是神的旨意还是要成就的，但是神工作的重点从以色列转到列国身上。
And here God made a great declaration is that God's work will still be accomplished, but God has switched His focal work point from the Israelites to the nations.
所以神就在这里宣告说，他要兴起加勒底人。
Therefore, God proclaimed here that He will raise up the Chaldeans.
加勒底人就是巴比伦帝国的人。
Chaldeans are those people in the Babylonian Empire.
然后我们看到这里所形容的各样的细节，就是这个加勒底人的各种的方面。
So here, what's being described in details are all each of the aspects of the Chaldeans.
第一个他什么？他是他的性情上有一个特别的地方。
So here, in their temperament, here's something special.
中文的翻译是残忍跟暴躁。
In Chinese translation, it's very violent and impatient.
残忍这个字是来自于苦读这个字。
The original word of this in the
bitter
means it's bitter.
那所以呢，所以这个加勒底人呢，他的特性就是心理或者这个性情上充满了苦毒。
So the special characteristics of the Chaldeans is that they are full of bitterness.
那这个暴躁这个是来自于急躁的意思。
So the word impetuous means hasten to be in hurry.
而且呢，就是什么，就像水一样，你知道水呢，就是液体呢，它是哪里滴就往哪里流。
And just like the liquid that it flows to a lower place.
而且呢，是怎么样，是非常快的，这个是速度很快的，所以这是一个暴躁，所以它就是就是变来变去的，就很善变的。
And it's very flows very fast, very promptly. Therefore, it means it changes all the time.
那这个不是正是我们今天活在世界的一个共通的特性吗
？So isn't this the common situation in the world today?
这个我们特性，我们在这个世界的特性就是苦读的，而且就是急躁的。
So the special characteristics of the world today is full of bitterness and impatience.
而且它是到处都是这样，所以它通行遍地。
And it actually marches through the breadth of the earth.
而且它呢是占据那些不属自己的住处。
To possess dwelling places that are not theirs.
所以是一个抢夺的状态。
So it's in the situation of spoiling, plunder.
所以你今天在这个世界，你可以说怎么样说？你不会抢的话呢，你会失去很多人以为的好机会。
So in this world, if you do not know how to rob others, then you might lose opportunity that people might think it's good.
而且他说他是威武可畏，所以他是这威武这个字，这些跟他非常恐怖的，非常可怕的。
So they are terrible and dreadful.It's terrible.
那这里讲说怎么样？判断和势力任意发出。
And here says the judgment and their dignity proceed from themselves.
所以这里跟前面这个哈巴谷看到就是这个颠倒或者说是公理不显明是一个对应的状况。
So this is in contrast of what Habakkuk said that the judge, this is the same situation as what Habakkuk saw, the judgment is perverted.
这个神呢，神是乐意来成为他儿女面对这个他就是儿女所面，就是神的子民所面对的状况，神是愿意来把神的断案来给这一个神的儿女的。
With all the situation that God's children face, God is willing, He is pleased to give His judgment to His children.
但是这里呢，就给我们看到，当神的百姓弃绝神以后。
And here we see that after God's children reject Him,
神呢就允许这些被罪控制很深的这些像加勒底人来做他们要做的事。
So God allowed those such as Chaldeans who were being deeply bonded by sin to do whatever they would like to do.
甚至呢，这个断案和这些势力呢，就是都是加勒底人来决定的。
And even those judgments are being, determined by the Chaldeans.
所以这是叫人落在这个非常糟糕的状态。
Therefore, it caused men to fall under a very terrible condition.
然后呢，他又讲到他的马比豹更快，比晚上的豺狼更猛，马兵踊跃争先，都从远方而来，他们飞跑如鹰抓食。
And their horses are swifter than the leopards and are more agile than the evening wolves, and their horsemen prance proudly, and their horsemen came from far. They fly as an eagle that has hastened to devour.
所以这讲到他们的行动是非常的快速的。
Here talks about their actions very fast.
而且他们的行动是非常凶狠的。
And their action is very violent.
而且他们马兵勇耀争先呢，也就是他们非常骄傲的，他们行动是非常带着非常骄傲的来行动的。
And their horsemen prance proudly, that means their actions come with, very proud.
那就是很远的地方，对他们来讲呢，也都不是什么问题。
Even places far away for them, actually that has no issue.
而且他们呢，像老鹰在抓，你知道，你有没有看过那个老鹰在抓食，老鹰在捕鱼？你看起来它在空中飞呀。好像这个水里面好像我们不知道他看，但是他又往水里面他摸一下，然后一条大鱼就被他拉走了。
As they fly as an eagle that hasten to the devour, so if you have seen the eagle trying to catch food or fish, that even without we realize, even though the eagle was just flying in the sky, but immediately the fish was being caught by the eagle.
所以这是加勒底的特性。
So that's a special characteristics of the Chaldeans.
第九节说，他们都为行强暴而来，定住脸面向前，将掳掠的人聚集，多如尘沙。
Verse 9, they come all of them for violence. The crown of their faces is forward, and they gather captives as the sand.
他们讥诮君王，笑话首领，嗤笑一切的宝藏，逐垒攻取。
Yet he scoffs at kings and princes are a scorn unto him. He derides every stronghold, for he heaps up dust and takes it.
所以呢，他们是以自己的势力为神，向风猛男扫过，显为有罪。
Then will his mind change and he will pass on and become guilty. This his power is become his god.
所以，当哈巴谷在神面前寻求的时候，把那个以色列的光景带到神面前寻求的时候。
So when Habakkuk brought the condition of Israelites to seek before God.
那耶和华神呢，向哈巴谷启示，神工作的重点已经将要从以色列人转到外邦了。
So Jehovah God revealed to Habakkuk that the focal work of God's, the focal point of God's work have already changed from the Israelites to the nations.
所以我们知道后来犹大国是被巴比伦灭的。
Therefore, we know that the kingdom of Judah was being destroyed by Babylon.
那其实这里讲的是加勒底人，但是这里所描述的特性呢，其实是后来 这一个在但以理书讲到的四大帝国的共同的特性。
Even though here talks about the Chaldeans, but actually all the special characteristics talk about are actually the common characteristics of the four kingdoms, four empires mentioned in the book of Daniel.
那但以理在受神的启示，巴比伦帝国、波斯帝国、希腊帝国和罗马帝国，甚至在之后的这个半铁半泥，这些呢，都是延续这个特性。
So as Daniel being revealed by God, the Babylonian Empire, Persian Empire, Greek Empire, and also the Roman Empire, even including the half iron, half clay, are all the extension of those special characteristics.
那神在形容这四大帝国的时候，用四个兽来形容。
When God described those four empires, He used four beasts as description.
那巴比伦帝国是用狮子来形容，就狮子的凶残的那一面。
So He described the Babylonian Empire as lion, which is the violent and cruel part.
那波斯帝国呢，是用那个熊的那个凶残的那一面。
So the Persian Empire is described as the violence as a bear.
我们有时候看熊好像还挺可爱的。
Sometimes we see bears seems adorable.
但是当我们看到熊它在吃肉的时候，那可能就不一样了。
But when we see the bear eat the flesh, that would be totally different.
然后神呢告诉但以理呢，这个希腊帝国呢是用豹的那方面来形容。
So God told Daniel that Greek Empire will be described as a leper.
那这个罗马帝国呢是用一个不知名的兽来形容的。
So the Roman Empire is being described as the unknown beast.
我相信当这个哈巴谷他得到这个启示的时候，心里是非常震撼。
I trust that when Habakkuk received this revelation, he is truly greatly shaken.
但是他在这个震撼，因为他本来想说这个只是现在这一个我们看以色列人看到的这个情况，现在没想到神启示的是全人类要面对的情况。
So what's shaking in him is that originally he probably thought he just sees the condition of the Israelites at the present point. However, what God revealed to him was what the entire mankind will face.
那如果我们面对这样的神给我们回应的话，我们是会怎么反应呢？
What would our reaction be if we receive such a response from God?
我想可能有很多的讲法，那我们就暂时不管。
I think there might be a different kind of interpretations and sayings, but let's put it aside for now.
但是哈巴谷实在是一个寻求神的人，他跟神绊脚石的人。
But truly Habakkuk is someone who seeks God and he deals with God.
所以十二节开始我们就看到，这是他在神面前绊脚石的一个这个方面。
So start from verse 12, we see that this is how one aspect of his dealing with God.
他说耶和华我的神啊，耶和华我的神，我的圣者啊，你不是从亘古而有的吗？我们必不死。耶和华，你派定他为要刑罚人，磐石啊，你设立他为要惩治人。
Art thou not from everlasting, Jehovah, my God, my Holy One? We should not die. Jehovah, thou hast ordained him for judgment, and thou, O Rock, hast appointed him for correction.
你眼目清洁，不看邪僻，不看奸恶，行诡诈的，你为何看着不理呢？恶人吞灭比自己公义的，你为何静默不语呢？
Thou art of pure eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on mischief. Wherefore lookst thou upon them that deal treacherously, and keep silence when the wicked swallows up a man before righteous than he?
我们看他这里，那我们如果这个就这样很快的读过去呢，我们不会觉得他在这里讲什么。
If we just read through very quickly, we do not realize what he's talking about.
他这里讲到耶和华我的神啊。
Here talk about Jehovah, my God.
那耶和华就是自有拥有的意思。
Jehovah means self-existing.
这里讲到神的属性，他用神的属性来跟神办交涉。
He uses the character of God to negotiate with God.
你是自由拥有的神，你怎么会允许这样的事情发生呢？
You are the self-existing God. How would you allow such thing to happen?
所以这是我们不能明白的。
This is something we cannot understand.
相信这个哈巴谷当时也不能一下子明白。
I believe actually Habakkuk could not understand at the moment.
那神这个字呢，是来自于能力那个字。
And the word God comes from power.
你是大有能力的神，那为什么你那么有能力，你还允许这样的事情来发生呢？
You are the Almighty God. Since you are full of power and might, why do you still allow this to happen?
你是圣洁的，我的圣者，你是圣洁的，为什么你圣洁的神允许那样？这些恶人来吞灭义人呢？
My holy one, as you are holy, how would you allow those evil ones to swallow up the righteous?
我相信他心里很多疑问。
I trust that he has a lot of questions in his heart.
然后他说：“你不是从亘古而有的吗？”
Jehovah, thou has, aren't you from everlasting?
所以你是永远到永远的，那你为什么在时间当中会让这样的事情？能够发生出来呢？
So you are from eternity to eternity. So why do you allow this to happen in time?
啊，这里说我们不至于死哈，其实原文没有我们这个字，那但是英文也有翻我们了。但是就是说，这里就是说神是不神神在神那里，在神那里是没有死亡的。
Even though the translation does say we shall not die, but actually the original means that there's no death in God.
神那里没有死亡，但是这些事情发生是充满了死亡的。
There's no death in God, but all those things happen are full of death.
然后呢，又讲到神，你是我们的磐石啊，磐石就是在诗篇或者在圣经里面提到的，就是说，讲到是像避难所一样的。
So you also mention about you are our rock, as the rock mentioned in Psalms are just like a place of refuge.
啊，就是说你应该是我们的避难所，但你怎么会允许这个加勒底人这些事情发生呢？
You are our place of refuge, then why do you allow those things such as the Chaldeans to happen?
然后再看到就是说你的眼目是清洁的，不看邪僻的。
Thou art of pure eyes, then to behold evil.
你也不看奸恶的，也就是说你是清洁的，但你怎么允许这些不清洁的事发生呢？
And you also do not behold evil. That means that you are holy. Then why do you allow those impure things to happen?
所以这是一面他看到神，他从神的属性来跟神办交涉。
So he uses the nature of God to negotiate with God.
而且呢，他也以这个神的这个至高的权柄来跟神这个寻求。
And also he uses the most supreme authority of God to seek.God.
我想他这里讲，其实神已经告诉他，你派定他为要刑罚人。
Actually, here it seems God already told him that thou hast ordained him for judgment.
那刑罚这个字呢，就跟刚才公理那个字是同一个字。
This word judgment is the same as justice.
也就是说，以色列人不让神的判定，不让神的审判在他们当中通行呢，神就让加勒底人呢。来行审判，来行判定的事情。
Which is that because the Israelites does not let God's judgment to be around them, and therefore God let the Chaldeans to judge them.
所以这是一个可怕的情形。
So this is a terrible situation.
这其实对我们自己也是一个重大的提醒。
So this is a great reminder to ourselves.
神愿意借着圣灵向我们说话，愿意在借着圣灵呢来更正我们。
God would like to use the Holy Spirit to speak to us and correct us.
神愿意直接的来把我们带我们能够奔跑天路。
God is willing to guide us very directly to run the heavenly way.
那如果我们实在是气绝的话，我们就落在一个不是很好的光景。
But if we truly reject that, then we will fall under the bad condition.
然后这里讲说你设立他，这个是要惩治人。
Thou has appointed him for correction.
所以这里神呢是在这里呢，就他在这里就是说明这个神的至高的权柄。
So here talks about the supreme authority of God.
那惩治这个字呢，是跟这个改正，或者是跟这个说服，或者是把它清理有关系的。
So the word correction is to adjust, to justify and convict.
所以神用这个加勒底人呢，来改正这个以色列人或者犹太人。
So God uses the Chaldeans to adjust or convict the Israelites or the Jewish. Sorry.
所以我们从历史上知道，这个以色列人拜偶像或者是过安息日这个事呢，是被掳之后他们才整个改变过来。
So we know that for the Israelites completely being adjusted is after for their worshiping the idol being completely adjusted was after they were being taken captive.
所以我们在这里看到这个哈巴谷是进一步的绊脚石。
So here we see the Habakkuk continue to negotiate with God.
我想我们那么仔细的看，就是我们需要学习哈巴谷怎样跟神来绊脚石。
The reason we look at this in detail is because we have to learn from Habakkuk how do we deal and negotiate with God.
因为可能我们平常我们自己讲的绊脚石，还跟不上神所希望我们跟他绊的深入的脚石。
Because what we talk about negotiating with God might not be as deep as what God would like us to do.
平常我们讲的寻求神，恐怕真正神希望我们那个寻求的深度，我们还相距非常的遥远。
So often we say that we seek God, but actually this is so far away, still fall short from what God would like us to see Him. Seek.
所以我们可以继续看哈巴谷怎么样继续的跟神寻求和绊脚石。
So we can continue to see how Habakkuk continue to seek and negotiate with God.
所以你这里看到他在神面前又在问了。为什么？你为何啊？为何
？So we continue to see Habakkuk asking why.
他为什么这个使人像海中的鱼，又如没有管辖的爬物呢
？And thou makes men as the fishes of the sea, as the creeping things that have no ruler over them.
也就是说，这个人呢，已经落在一个毫无招架的能力的情况。
That is men already completely falling under the condition that they cannot even protect themselves.
那加勒底人怎么样对待人呢
？So how did the Chaldeans treat men?
他说像用钩钩住，用网捕获，用拉网聚集他们，因此他欢喜快乐。
He takes up all of them with the hook. He catches them in his net and gathers them into his drag. Therefore, he rejoices and is glad.
这个用钩钩住，好像那我们知道，有时候我们钓鱼看到钓鱼，好像一次只钓一条。但是也有的这种钓鱼方法呢，它一次就很多钩在一条线上，然后一下去呢会钩很多条上来的。
Here we see the he takes them with a hook. Sometimes we do see people fishing that they just fish one fish one time. But however, when using the hook, we also can see there's a lot of fish.
那网那就更厉害了。
And it's even more serious with the net.
所以那个网一下去呢，可能一大群的鱼呢，大概那一群鱼呢，大家都跑不掉，通通都被捞上来了。
So as soon as cast the net, then it's a lot of fish that have been caught.
所以这显明是什么？暴力跟黑暗是任意而为的。
So here means that the violence and darkness is do whatever they want.
所以他这讲说，这些加勒底人就向往献祭，向往烧香，因为呢，他由此得肥美的粪，富裕的食物。
And the Chaldeans therefore sacrifice unto his neck and burns incense unto his dread, for by them his portion is become fat and his meat dainty.
所以加勒底人是用黑暗的手段来达到他富足的光景。
So the Chaldeans used the way of darkness to reach their abundance of situation.
所以他就向往献祭，向往烧香。
So therefore, he sacrificed unto the net and burns incense unto his drag.
这是一个属灵的错乱。
This is confusion, spiritual confusion.
啊，我们知道哈，我有时候看一些这个报道，啊，我们就发现呢，尤其好像日本人这些现象特别多。
So sometimes when I see the news, and especially it happened, this kind of situation happened to Japanese the most.
啊，其实不是只有日本人，只是我看到是日本人，但是呢，其实这个到处人都有这样的现象。
Actually, does not only happen to Japanese, but everywhere, people have this kind of situation.
就像我们这个传福音给一些福音朋友。
Just like when we share gospel to the gospel friends.
那我们这个他听了，他也觉得主耶稣很好。
And when they hear, they also feel Lord Jesus is good.
但是有一点他放不下。
But there is one thing they cannot lay down.
就是他所拜的东西。
That's whom they worship.
那他所拜的，他说这个我所拜的呢，就是我得利的途径。
So what they worship is the way they of their gain.
所以这叫人对独一的真神呢不能认识。
So this causes people cannot know the only true God.
但是呢。这个哈巴谷在第一章的最后他就说的这样话，他岂可屡次倒空网罗，将列国的人时常杀戮，毫不顾惜呢？
At the end of chapter 1, Habakkuk says that, shall he therefore empty his net and not spare to slay the nations continually?
所以这里似乎是发出一个叹息，说人的前途在哪里啊？
So hear us if aside and say that where's the future of man?
人受造的意义和目的在哪里啊？
What's the meaning and purpose of the people's creation?
那以色列人因为有律法的缘故，所以他们是神说他们是应该知道神的旨意的。
Because the Israelites have the law, therefore they should understand God's will.
那我们今天新约蒙恩得拯救的人，我们也应该是明白神的旨意的。
And us in the New Testament, we are being saved. We should also understand God's will.
那如果落在这样的情况，神的旨意在哪里呢
？So when we fall under such condition, where is the will of God?
所以这是哈巴谷在第一章，他半交涉到第一章结束的时候，神的旨意在哪里呢？人的前途在哪里呢？
So at the end of chapter 1, after Habakkuk negotiated with God, then his question is, where's the will of God and where's the future of man?
人生的目的在哪里呢？
What's the purpose of man?
我想我们因为时间的缘故，我必须停在这里。
Because of time, I shall stop here.
主若愿意的话，我们可以跟哈巴谷再一起继续寻求下去。
If the Lord is willing, we can continue to seek with Habakkuk.
啊，第二章、第三章。就会看到他在神面前那个寻求是越来越深入的。
In chapter 2 and 3, we can see his seeking before God becomes deeper and deeper.
他这个是从重担开始。
He starts from the heavy burden.
但是他在神面前得到启示作为他的引导。
But he received revelation from God to become his guidance.
他是个活在神面前的人。
He is the one who lives before God.
他的名字的意思是拥抱。
And the meaning of his name is embrace.
他拥抱神。
He embraced God.
他拥抱神的旨意。
He embraced God's will.
但是当他不明白的时候。
But when he did not understand.
他来到神面前。
He came before God.
他盼望神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
He hopes God's will can be done upon earth as it is in heaven.
所以他寻求再寻求。
Therefore, he seek and seek over again.
他半交涉再半交涉。
and he negotiates over and over again.
他不放过神。
He does not let God go.
当然，神也不放过他。
Of course, then God will not let him go.
因为他不放过神，神也不放过他，所以神要把重大的启示交付给他。
Because he did not let God go, then God did not let him go. Therefore, God will entrust him with the great revelation.
所以今天我们如果愿意在神面前进入深刻透彻的寻求。
Therefore, if today we are willing to enter into a very deep and thorough seeking,
神不可能一直向我们隐藏的。
It is impossible for God to hide himself from us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要彼此鼓励。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to encourage one another.
是不是我们寻求的这一个，我们这个寻求的能力失去了？
Is it that we lost the ability of seeking him?
是不是我们的灵被玷污了？
Is it our spirit being corrupted?
是不是我们落在弃绝神的情况？
Is it that we are under the condition of rejecting God?
以至于我们没有愿意来寻求神。
So that we are not willing to seek him.
如果我们是在这样的情况，我们应该是要悔改在主的面前。
If we are under such condition, we have to repent before God.
当我们看到这些现象在我们周围出现，我们不能一下子明白的时候。
When we see all those conditions happen around us, which we cannot understand.
我们能不能个人或者团体能够花时间到神面前去，跟神透彻的交通，透彻的办教神。
Can we as individually or corporately spend some time before God to very solidly fellowship and negotiate with God?
能不能够说我们就是说在神面前寻求的路是真正的非常通畅的？
Is it that the way as we see God is very sorrow without hindrance?
甚至我们可以被神怜悯到一个地步，我们寻求的结果是准确的。
So that we can find mercy before God to the point that the result of our seeking is accurate.
因为我们为什么要这样讲呢？
So why do I say this way?
因为我们常常有时候遇到的情况就是我们的寻求是草率的，我们寻求并不准确。
It's very often the situation we face is that our seeking is very casually and also not accurate.
而且我们很容易用自己的意思来代替神的意思。
And it's very easy that we use our own thoughts to replace God's thoughts.
我们能不能够彻底的放下自己，奉献自己？
Are we willing to completely lay down ourselves and consecrate ourselves?
虽然我们把一切的情况带到神面前。
And then we place everything before God.
我们也让神照他的旨意来启示我们。
And we let God to reveal to us according to his will.
不是照我们的偏好，不是照我们习惯，不是照我们那个倾向。
Not according to our preference or our habits or what we incline to.
如果我们真是愿意彻底的奉献，神能够向哈巴谷显现，神能够使哈巴谷有震撼性的寻求结果。
If we are truly willing to completely consecrate ourselves, as God was able to reveal himself to Habakkuk and also gave him the answer of that shakes Habakkuk.
我相信今天我们在主面前如果愿意的话，我们也会遇到神这样的对待我们。
I trust that today before the Lord and if the Lord is willing and if we do this way, then God will also treat us the same.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话再带回到你的面前。
Lord, once again we bring those words back to you.
我们承认我们在寻求你，在求问你，在跟你的绊脚石，常常是半途而废的。
We admit that we're only halfway through whenever we seek you or ask of you or even negotiate with you.
并且我们常常是处在混淆的状态。
And often we're under the confusion condition.
我们求你教我们，帮助我们。
We do ask you to teach us and help us.
尤其在这世代最末了的日子，更考验我们在你面前这个寻求的态度和寻求的能力。
Especially at the last days, especially that, it's such a challenge that test, our attitude and ability of seeking you.
求你为着你名、你国度、你旨意的缘故，你怜悯我们。
May you be merciful to us for your name, your kingdom, and your will.
使我们真是能够在你面前有一个活的能够通畅的。能够连于宝座的属灵实际。
So we truly have the spiritual reality before you that is living a connecting to the throne.
谢谢你还给我们机会。
Thank you for still giving us the opportunity.
求你一面保守，也一面怜悯我们。
May you on the one hand keep us and also be merciful to us.
为着迎接你再来所需要的这个寻求绊脚石的能力。求你在我们身上能够建立。
May you build us up in terms of ability that we seek you and also that can hasten your return.
使我们可以时时的警醒，常常的祈求。
So we can be watchful and pray without ceasing.
能够逃避那一切需要逃避的。
And escape from what shall be escaped.
能够真是蒙怜悯，可以站立在你的面前。
So we can find mercy and able to stand before you.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿门。
In the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.